evening. And this is America Health Crisis. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
This is America Health Crisis. Paulette Young as your host. We got another hot topic, and we got a couple of guests on the line. Selena Lindsay, and along with Dr. Fadumo Adol, who will be. Tonight's topic is, why has France banned plasticware? And we're going to be talking about that, because there's a lot of concern about our health, cancer, and things of that nature. What I'm going to do right now is let Selena Lindsay talk, before we get started, talk a little bit about her nonprofit organization. Selena, I'd like for you to give the name of it and a telephone number where people can reach you. Go ahead.
Sure. One of the ones that we're going to talk about, at least three of them. One of the ones would be First Start Ministries, which the CEO is actually Richard Hernandez, and he can be reached at area code 909-630-2662. And basically what we do there is it is
Hello? Selena? Hello, hello. Dr. Fadumo? Hello? Why is it?
But we lost Selena. Maybe she can come
can
back
you hear me?
On the air. Yeah,
yeah,
now
we
can
hear
you.
You.
Yeah, for
okay,
a while.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, we heard Fresh Start Ministry, we heard you give a number, and then after that, there was nothing.
Yeah, we lost you.
Okay, well, it's a faith-based resource center, and primarily what they do is drug abuse, gang intervention, domestic violence, and parenting. And so anybody that has any of those problems or you need some help, please feel free to call again, area code 909-630-2662. 2662. And the other organization that I'd like to talk about is called Shock Enterprises, which is headed by Jamie Mack. And so those of you that are experiencing problems with your mortgage company, or you need to talk to somebody regarding bankruptcy, all of this is absolutely free. It is a nonprofit, which their goal is to improve family life. And again, her name is Jamie Mack. You can reach her at her email, which is shockenterprises@yahoo.com, or please feel free to call area code 951-880-4278. And last but not least would be Coley Outreach, which is headed by Keith Coley, and the primary goal there is to help parolees and to find housing and funding for women that are in domestic violence or having problems, and also men. He can be reached at area code 909-358-7391.
Okay, the Shock Enterprise is located in what city?
Okay, Shock Enterprises is located in Upland, California.
And Coley Outreach is located where?
And Coley Outreach is located in Highland, California.
Highland, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And First Stop Ministry is located where?
In Ontario, and all of them work all of the cities throughout the Inland Empire.
Okay, that's great to know. And you didn't give a number for, or did you? For Fresh Start Ministry?
Yes, I did. Area code 909-630-2662.
Okay. And we also have Dr. Fadumo Adol, who's a pediatrician on the line. You want to say a little bit about yourself, Dr. Fadumo?
Yeah, my name is Dr. Fadumo Adol, and I'm a pediatrician, and also I'm involved with so many organization, and especially right now, you know, like so we are about to talk about how safe is like the food container, you know, like a plastic food container. Especially I believe that the children are very vulnerable, because you know, like when the infant and the fetus, the unborn baby, when they are exposed to this plastic, they release like what is called BPA, which is bisphosphonate, is like estrogen like hormone. It looks like it's similar to the estrogen. And what we know about estrogen is developmental hormone, like develops all the cells, may cause later like a prostate cancer and cancer and breast cancer, all this stuff, they are linked. And also, and nowadays we're having so much, we see like a more autism children, you know, like mostly maybe they might getting from there, like a behavior problem, all this stuff. And especially, you know, like when like you're exposed to the heat with the plastic, you know, like they generate this bisphosphonate and they release into your food. And maybe like 2004, the study that conducted like a disease control center in the United States, they found at least 93% of the people that urine sample, they trace of bisphosphonate. All of us, we are exposed, but especially for like the unborn baby and the infant, it's more vulnerable. Even though the FDA are saying like they will conduct more study, maybe that's why France they stop like using this plastic thing, especially when they are broken and when they have scratch, and especially when you put in the under the microwave. You know, like the one that they say that is more safe when they are frozen, you know, like, but the heat, like, produces more toxic things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to avoid,
fact,
you know, like, we don't have nothing to lose to avoid as much we can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, and France is the first country to ban the use of plasticware.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about their plastic forks and spoons and plates and plastic cups. They cannot be sold in France. They can no longer be used in France because it's the plastic that has the chemicals in it that interferes with our endocrine system. That's the hormone control, and I believe that's what's causing some of the cancers that we're facing all over the world. So this cancer that's here in the United States is not just here. It's just France decided no more plastic. They're the first country the whole country took a stand on it, rather than it continue to be a political issue for the, because the people make money off of selling that plastic. It's cheap. Cheaper to have plastic than it is to have glass. In the old days, I remember growing up, we had like what you call the milkman. The milkman left bottles of milk, but it was all in glass. Plastic was unheard of. It just, you know, it wasn't around. If you look in your kitchen, we use a lot of plasticware. We cook with different things that has, you know, it's a plastic product. And Selena had mentioned before that even the canned goods is lined with a plastic material. That stuff is going in your food, and it's killing people over the long run. And so should we continue to use plastic, or should we be something like France and ban plastic, period? All of our, when we go on a picnic, that's all people use. It's plastic. And we're not thinking about the chemicals. Your newborn, all that plastic spoon you're putting in their mouth should not be used at all because of the plastic. It has chemicals in it. That goes into the food. You drink it in your water. and it's very toxic. But we can eliminate plastic. And I'm going to tell my daughter, who's getting ready to have a baby, you know, she may want to rethink when you're getting ready to, when the baby begins to be fed, what you're going to use to feed the baby with. You know, all those plastic dishes that we put the food in, they said when that hot food or warm food go in there, that still the chemicals come out. They're telling us that the toxins that's going in that into that cause the, it's the endocrine, what they call endocrine disruptors, and it's carcinogenic. And
well,
that,
some of that in the United States, even Flow and some of the bottle makers, they began to change the formula for those bottles because they didn't want to go there. But it's again, such a high usage in the United States, and all of us, of course, all of us that are on the line right now, clearly understand what the game is here. That it is simply big business. It's all about money. And this big business promotes the medical industry, which, you know, big pharma just keeps making money because they are not interested in the cure. You know, they're interested in the medicine because that mm-hmm. allows them to keep making money. And the thing that that Paulette mentioned when we were offline was simply that nobody seems to realize how high the use of plastic is. And so good mm-hmm. advice is just to take a look around your home and look at the microwave, the television, your dining room table, mm-hmm. your furniture, everything that you sit on it in your car, that you don't have anything that's real. Your picture frames, everything is made out of plastic, and all of it is a grade of plastic, which is, just as Paula mentioned, full of chemicals, full of things that are not good for us. And, of course, some of the things that we talked about when we grew up, you hardly ever ran into anybody that had cancer. And just because they're flaunting now with the supermarkets, because they always start to do something very, very small and insignificant. They show you the ocean and then they say, okay, we need to get rid of the plastic bags at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
But then
and then what
around.
They're telling us also, okay, I know even on the one of the shows that we did, we mentioned BPA and then that 5-phosphate and dioxins.
Mm-hmm.
Those are
mm-hmm.
highly toxic, and we know it. Those are the ones that
They are like a estrogen hormone. Mm-hmm.
Right, but they said, what are the chances that other chemical compounds, what about the ones they haven't studied? That are the they haven't even been analyzed to see if they were safe for us. And then they said plastic can make you fat because with the interfering with the endocrine disrupting chemicals, that EDC, I think that you mentioned, that's found in plastic, they said that that chemical mimics hormones. So your body can't tell them apart. From the hormone, from the hormones that your body makes. And so because of that, it tells the body to store the weight. So as if you're having a famine inside. And that's from the plastic. So those that are listening, I guess we'll say,
not only,
well, am I
not
fat
only,
because
sir,
I use
Paulette.
Plastic? Huh?
They make develop the cell. Is when the cell, they develop and they grow more than the usual, that's when they turn into a cancer.
Mhm. So
that's the biggest problem, yeah.
Yes, it is. So it makes you not want to drink anything that comes from a plastic bottle. Most, you know how we buy the inexpensive waters? That's all in plastic.
Well,
and even though it may say BPA-free, even though it may say it's BPA-free, there's other chemicals that has not been studied that's in that plastic.
You're
so
absolutely
should
right.
we even touch our bottled water that's stored in plastic, or should we be you have to pay a few pennies more for glass bottles, but is that what we need to do? And if we're using water, should we be, you know, how you carry your thermos or whatever around, instead of carrying a plastic one around, should we be carrying a thermos that's stainless steel versus plastic?
Well, I don't think they'll ever go back to being stainless steel, because everybody knows in terms of water, even though it's stainless steel, it's going to rust. And it's heavy. And that's, these are all some of the, this is the pros and the cons of plastic, but it's also why they're able to sell this stuff is because, you know, people look at those and they're kind of sold into that marketplace. And some of the actual bigger ones, such as Tupperware, you know, which actually covers food. And they all go back and come back with a new formula and say, okay, this, you know, now it's going to keep your food even fresher. But, again, one of the things that me and Paulette mentioned off of the radio was that the current jars seem to keep things a lot fresher because you could store anything in it and it'll last 6 months. And so it just brings back glass. You know, that's the way Grandma preserved the food.
Yes, even when they made like your jelly preservative or jam and stuff like that, those are all put in glass jars, never plastic. And I think still when people make their own homemade jars, they use glass. If you notice, that's what they sell for you to, if you're going to make your own homemade jelly or jam, it's placed in a jar that's glass, not plastic. At least I've never seen anyone preserve something in a plastic jar when they're making homemade stuff like that. Back to your thing on the thermos being stainless steel and rusting. Now, I've never seen rusting in a thermos steel jug where a person's using it for water. I have not seen that. So
well,
is that something new?
The problem is the water, you know, because it you know, if you're getting if the water source is the normal water source, which is called municipality, it's the chemicals that is now in the water that causes the rust with the thermos. Because if you think it doesn't, all you got to do is look at your bathtub. That stainless steel, the so-called faucet and things are there, and it's full. It's got calcium and green stuff on it, and lime deposits.
But I'm saying for your thermos that it, see, I'm carrying with me every day. I've never
seen rust in the stainless steel thermos. That's fine. It works fine. But if you're putting water in it, and the water that we drink today, which comes from the municipality, it's going to rust just like the faucet in your bathroom.
Okay. It's been I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen a report of the thermos that's made out of stainless steel that you're putting your water in it to drink for the day. That it's going to rust. That's what I have not seen.
I'm talking about filtered water or higher grade water,
at least not in a thermos.
Yeah, and the other problem you have with it is sterilization, keeping it clean. Which the outside is kind of easy because you can do something with it. But the inside is more difficult. Because, you know, you don't have hospital facilities like the autoclave or something like that.
Yeah, one thing is for sure here, every household with the leftover, we put in the refrigerator, and then when we want to eat, we put again into the microwave. Here is where the problem starting to everybody, I believe. Because you're heating with the plastic, you sieved with the plastic, and now you're heating with the plastic thing. It's better to put into a plate and to save into a glass thing, or instead of saving with a plastic thing. They make so much easier your life. You know, like, for example, when people are coming, even nowadays, our children, we say, hey, go wash your dish. You know, like, they don't want it. They use just the plastic one, you know, like, to don't wash. They just throw in the garbage. And that's because it makes so much easier life. But we are not realizing what we are paying for that, making easy for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think learning and environmental impact, and there is a lot of that going on with various different schools to teach children the environmental impact of trash, more or less to say, because and the trash we're talking about is plastic, because
mm-hmm.
there's just so much of it, and you know lots of schools have gone on recycling benches. In fact, I can remember a school that my daughter went to. Would you believe it or not? There's more plastic in the top that goes on the plastic bottle than the plastic bottle.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, that hard cap, it has more more plastic in it and chemicals, PETA, than the whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the classroom were collecting bottle caps. You know, as a project for the school to raise money for sports.
And then what about the plastic bags? You know, there's some food things. You put the plastic bag in hot water to cook it, and then the chemicals that's in the plastic goes into your food. So it looks easy. Oh, all I have to do is, and I used to think that's safe. No, that's not safe.
No, because they are
microwave. Well, I'm against microwave anyway, because changes the chemical composition of your food, and your food is not nutritional once that happens anyway. So it's like you might as well go outside and eat some dirt. It's no different. You ain't eating nothing every time you microwave something. And we did a whole section about a year ago on that one. And so you take the plastic that the food is in, and then you microwave it. Okay, the microwave already destroyed your food. The plastic continues. Even while the food is cooling down, it's going into the food. Because if you taste something that you cooked, say, in a stainless steel pot or just baking in the oven or cast iron, and you taste your microwave, you can take take the same meal you done fixed in the microwave, take that same meal and do the traditional, the way we did in the old days, and there's a difference in taste. One is going to taste, not going to have all those chemicals in it. The other is going to have all the chemicals. And that should tell us something. I think we did do a show just showing microwaving coffee. You go to Starbucks, you get your nice fresh cup of coffee, you take that same coffee and microwave to warm it back up, it's nasty. It's not even the same coffee. It's something, it's foreign to the whole body. And it does interfere with your hormonal system, as they call the endocrine system in your body. And it messes it up. And then we wonder why cancer is flourishing. It's alive and well because of what we're using, those products. So I can't blame France for saying, let's get rid of all plastic spoons and forks. Especially if you're pregnant and you have a newborn, don't even touch plastic. Look at all the kids coming down with cancer. Don't even think about using a bottle that's plastic. Don't even think about using a spoon that's plastic. Because even if it says BPA-free, there's so many more chemicals in that plastic that has not been studied. So go back to what they did in the old days. They didn't use those things at all. And the baby survived, and you had less cancer.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not doing something right, because to be number one in the world in terms of mortality with young infants, we rate that one of the highest.
Yes. So why? Are we doing something? Why would a whole country ban this plastic? They took a stand. You know, why did a whole country say no?
Yeah, it's definitely killing the baby.
Yes. And it's not, and see, we all fell for, okay, it's BPA free. But we never thought about there's other chemicals they never studied, and it's in that plastic bottle. It's in that plastic plate that when the baby starts eating table food that you're putting it, don't give them, they said use ceramic, use glass. Do not use plastic for anything, especially with babies and small children. Don't buy that stuff. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're taking hot food and then you put it on there, you let it cool down, and while it's cooling down, the chemicals, if you're using plastic, is going in those compounds that they've never even studied before, is going in the baby's food. And nobody would purposely give their baby something that can possibly destroy them or disrupt their little system that's developing. Their whole endocrine system ain't even fully developed. And they were putting stuff in their bodies that's going to interfere with that development. That's not good at all. So I think the rest of us need to look at what France is doing. And even though our country here in the United States still allows all this plastic, or they'll say BPA-free, BPA-free, that's not good enough. Hi, you've been talking. We've been on, this is America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young, your host, and our guests have been Selena Lindsay and Dr. Faduma Adol, who's a pediatrician, and we've been talking about plastic and why has France banned all plastic, like the plastic, you know, when you go on a picnic, you always have plastic cups, plastic spoons and forks and plates, and we've been exploring all the issues of this plastic, and it does relate, it does cause cancer, it does interfere with your hormonal system. So if you want a more healthy lifestyle, then you're going to have to do something different. This is Paulette Young speaking. And there is a product that I'm a distributor of LifeVantage, and it's called, that I give out, it's called Protantum. It's a natural herb for following for the following conditions like memory loss, dementia, MS, arthritis, asthma, inflammation. So if you want to keep your youth, you want to stay looking young, purchase Protantum. That's what it's called. And you can go to my website, and it's called www.mylifevantage.com/Paulette Young. Or you can give me a call on 909-670-6999, and I'd be more than glad to tell you a little bit more about the product. This is America Health Crisis. And, Selena, before we're off the air, did you want to say a little bit more about the plastic?
No. Basically, I think we covered a lot of ground and that people just need to be more aware and pay attention to get on the Internet and just simply type into the search engine plastic bags, plastic anything. And become aware that even what your feet is on, that carpet is not carpet, it's plastic under there. Be aware. Educate yourself.
Yes, and for the weekend of October the 24th, that Sunday, we have the HIV/AIDS Walk in Los Angeles County. Come out and join us and support us. This is Healthcare Consultants on America Health Crisis. We're on the air every Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific time. And we'll have another hot topic on all the different Mondays. Look to hear from you again next time. Thank you.